And we are live. Welcome to the NBA Strategy Show. It is Thursday, March 28th. I am Josh Engelman, and I am here to break down a two-game NBA slate for today. Just nothing going on in the NBA streets. Opening day for MLB. We still break it down for the NBA. So hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live, and follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. What's up, folks? Hope you had a good night last night. Still positive in the sports betting streets, so that worked out well for me. Lost on Prize Picks, unfortunately. Didn't get anything good in DFS. But we still have a ton to talk about. An absolute ton. Oh, man. It's going to be tough to break this one down. We're going to zip through it pretty quickly. There's not going to be a ton that we really need to break down. It's early. One of these teams is on a back-to-back, so we don't even have rotations or injury report yet. But, you know, we're going to do our best. I got everything run for myself at this point, so we'll have some fun. We'll have some fun. Before we get started, I want to do this. That's not the one, but we're going to do that one at some point in time, too. Let's do this one. Bingo. Promo code DINGER. Link should be in the description, but if it's not, head straight to stochastic.com and use this promo code if you're looking to sign up at Stochastic for the MLB season. Whichever package you want, data, sims, sims max, lineup general, whatever it is, whatever you want on the MLB side, 30% off using the promo code DINGER. This is how we're starting off the MLB season. We want you guys to check out the sims, check out our projections, our ownership, top stacks and top pitchers, all of that good stuff on the back end for baseball. We have got you covered to start off this season. You see the promo code on the screen. It's also a there should be a link in the description. If there's not, please just type that code in when you sign up. You should want to come and join us for the baseball side. But for now, guys, let's just talk a little bit of basketball. New Orleans, I'm on the wrong team. Boston Celtics. 17.5 point favorites in Atlanta. 227 total. On a two-game slate. Right now, we have everybody technically in for Boston. Now, Q-tag Drew Holiday, Q-tag Al Horford, Q-tag Jaden Springer, Q-tag Xavier Tillman. This could change. But there's no ownership coming into these guys on DraftKings. 10 to 15 on White, Brown, Tatum, and Porzingis. Only 5 to Drew Holiday. Derek White is massively owned on FanDuel. Very different scenario. But we didn't even get crazy optimal rates. 10 to 15 on basically all those guys plus Horford. Now, I'm seeing it as though I want to get to Boston, depending on the guy. I'm very light on Derek White, but I did get 2x the field on Jason Tatum, 2x the field on Jaylen Brown, 2x the field on Kristaps Porzingis. If this is a place where we can get an ownership discount, this is what I want, because Boston should hang it on Atlanta. 122 implied total. This is the best offensive environment that anybody has. Hawks are 27th in defensive rating. They haven't been playing very fast as of late. That kind of matchup isn't the same. But the starters for Boston, in particular, the three best guys, Brown, Tatum, and Porzingis, I think they look like great GPP plays. Now, I have Stochastic Sims here. I'm going to favorite the top 150 lineups. Let's see if Stochastic sees it the same way. For Boston, see, much lighter. 12% to Derek White. 6% Tatum, 5% Porzingis, 5% Brown, 3% Al Horford. I'm just personally more interested. I'm more interested in getting to Boston as a way to be a little bit different. They have multiple pay-up options, and you would expect one of those pay-up options to be what we're looking for. Are you going to have to play some pretty gross value? Yeah, probably. But I'm happy to consult, like, my GPP plays being Brown, Tatum, and Porzingis. I think that's the perfect way to approach this slate, given where we have ownership right now. Now, maybe we get Drew Holiday out. Maybe we get Al Horford out, and we can squeeze out a little bit more value out of this Boston team. But as I see it, these are sort of the guys I want to pay up for. Why not? What a great matchup against Atlanta. And who knows? Maybe people will be out for Atlanta. We didn't know if DeJounte Murray was going to play yesterday. Maybe he doesn't play today. That wouldn't surprise me in any way. But we got to keep our eye out for that one. But as I see it, I want to get to the Boston side. In particular, Brown, Tatum, Porzingis. 9,900 for Tatum? That works for me. That certainly works for me. The Atlanta side, a little bit different. 10% ownership to Garrison Matthews, and then we get crazy. 40 to DeJounte Murray. 40 to Vit Krejci. 40 to Bruno Fernando. 50 to DeAndre Hunter, Clint Capella, and Bogdan Bogdanovic. And I completely agree with everything that we just did. I have 55 of Bogdanovic. I have 55 of Bruno Fernando. I've got about 40 of Capella, 40 of Hunter, 30 of Murray. I have 50 of Vit Krejci. And I still have 23 of Garrison Matthews. He's 3,300. He's shooting guard, small forward, and he's terrible. And yet, he's in a quarter of my stuff because that's where we're getting our value from. He played 20 minutes yesterday. That's the kind of thing that we have to hope for on a day like today, is playing 25% of a guy that I have projected for less than 14 fantasy points. It's not fun. It's not fun at all. But we have to get to them. They're missing Trae Young. They're missing Jalen Johnson. They're missing Onyeka Okongwu. And these guys are going to play 30 minutes. The problem in this matchup is whether or not Boston just really beats the shit out of them. Because that's certainly in the cards. And then you're looking at the real garbage on the bench. But I have Bruno Fernando ranked fourth. I have Bogdan Bogdanovic ranked fifth. I have Clint Capella ranked sixth. I have DeAndre Hunter ranked eighth. I have DeJounte Murray ranked ninth. Vit Krejci is 12. Matthews, 15. Windler, 16. Flat Min, power forward eligible. Like, Atlanta looks amazing in terms of filling out your roster. And it's not even just the slate size. Like, Bogdanovic, Fernando, Capella, Hunter, and Murray are all 5x their salary, even in a spot where they only have 105-point implied total, even in a spot where they're 17-point dogs. Those guys are actually decent value plays no matter what. And that's why you see them all like 40 to 50% owned. So I'm completely fine getting to a ton of Atlanta. I don't have much Trent Forrest, but he's certainly viable if something happens to Murray, or if this game is a blowout and Forrest can get to like 16, 17 minutes. But as I see this one right now, you have to prioritize Atlanta against Boston. That also makes me feel a lot better about getting to Tatum, to Brown, and to Porzingis. Now, the stochastic sims are going to be in agreement for Atlanta. There's going to be a ton of exposure coming in here to the Hawks. And that's when you see it. 60% to Bogdanovic, core play today. 47% to DeAndre Hunter, core play today. We got 32% of Murray, completely agree. 26 to Capella, a little bit lighter than me. That's half the field, honestly, so keep an eye on that. 25% to Bruno Fernando. That's a little lighter than the field. 23% to Vit Krejci. So the stochastic sims are coming in a little lighter than the field on most of these Atlanta guys, whereas I see it a little bit more aggressively for the Hawks. But I don't know how you don't go here. These guys are great point per dollar plays, or you're getting enough minutes and cheap salary that you're willing to take chances on these 0.65 guys like Vit Krejci and Garrison Matthews. Is it fun? No. Does anybody want Atlanta here? Hell no. It's not ever great to see a team be a 17.5-point dog at home and still be taking in 280% ownership. average would be 200, so way above that average right now. And if Murray happens to be out, you're going to get a lot more than 37% exposure going to Trent Forrest. You just have to get to a lot of Atlanta. I don't enjoy it, but they look like, I don't want to say the best plays on the slate, but I mean, they're the second most owned team. They're just barely behind the Pelicans. 303% aggregate ownership to New Orleans right now. 280 to Atlanta. In a 17-point line. That's rough. Now, I'm going to talk schedule for the rest of the day. Let's pull that up because we have a couple shows. We got a lot going on, and I don't want to get it wrong. All right, here we go. Obviously, this show is going on right now. Glad. Thanks for watching, guys. NHL strategy show, 1 p.m. Huge NHL slate, if I remember correctly. 2 p.m. This is the one everybody's waiting for. Laffy, Greg, MLB live before lock. They're going from 2 to 3. FanDuel and DraftKings have different lock times, so they're doing the hour run-up to FanDuel for today. But you're getting that show. Then I'm back now, live before lock, 6:30. It's me and Eric. Eric and I are going to be the live before lock NBA combo moving forward. Now that we have baseball going on at night, most nights, we're cutting the deeper dive, and we'll likely have an MLB show and an NBA show. So NBA live before lock at 6:30. Greg and I back at 7:30 for playback. Give me 1 second, guys. I got to let my dog out of my office. He could hear my wife on a work call. He thinks somebody's at the house. So lots of content going on. We have plenty of VODs, plenty of betting stuff if you're looking for it. So please, guys, watch everything we're doing. Hit like button, share that stuff. Everything you could possibly do. Now, it's time for read number two. It's the one that we went to first. It's not just a promo for the start of baseball season on the DFS side. We also have a promo on the Odd Shopper side. 50% off your first week or month of Odd Shopper using the promo code PLAYBALL. Now, the reason this is interesting, you don't have a lot of time. This ends at 4 p.m. Eastern today. We were only doing this one for 24 hours. Looks a lot like the Madness promo. We wanted to give everybody another shot to get in on the baseball side. We take a market-based approach to beating the books. We've got expected value and expected win rates. We have optimizers for the pick'em sites. We have parlay builders for the sports books. Odds boost calculators if you want to try to use those tools a little bit more. A live odds table with tons of additional data. Links should be in the description. You can enter these promo codes if you want at either Odd Shopper or Stochastic. But whether you're DFS, sports betting, or pick'em, for today, you can get a deal on all of it. But if you're trying to get in on Odd Shopper, you got to do it by 4 p.m. Otherwise, this deal is going to go away. All righty. Let's get to game number two, the 8 o'clock tip for the Milwaukee Bucks. 2-point favorites in New Orleans, 223 total. Lots of ownership here coming into Milwaukee, but it's a little bit more muted than it is for Atlanta. Call it 10% to Malik Beasley, 20 to Connaughton, Middleton, and Lopez. Around 25 for Portis and Lillard. Then you get Giannis up to 30, but Giannis is 11,100, and I think that's why I'm getting a little bit more Jason Tatum. He's easier to get to on this two-gamer. And it's allowing me to be a little bit lighter on Giannis. Now, I'm light on most of Milwaukee. I'm neutral on Brooke Lopez. I essentially don't have Dame, but I think that's another spot where I'm just sort of fading a pay up to grab lower owned guys for Boston. I have some Portis. I have some Middleton. Everybody else is in single digits. It's not that I don't like the value here. I just don't think that it looks all that different than some of the value for like Atlanta, for instance, and we're getting different kinds of ownership. So only three guys for me made it to double digits. I'm a little surprised I'm as light as I am on Giannis. We have Giannis 38% optimal, 31% owned. So we have positive leverage. I'm also 4 fantasy points lower than us on Giannis. I think that's probably carrying a lot of weight. If we look at stochastic sims, I'm guessing we are jamming Giannis. 63% exposure to Giannis. So we're not having any issue paying up for the most expensive guy on today's slate. We have 43% exposure going to Bobby Portis, 31 to Dame, 28 to Lopez, 23 to Middleton, another 20 to Pat Connaughton. So the way that I feel about the payups for Boston is sort of how we feel about it going to Milwaukee. I'm a little apprehensive on the Milwaukee side. New Orleans defense is fifth in the league. They've got someone like Herb Jones they could throw at Dame. They don't really have anybody they can throw at Giannis, but, you know, who does, really? I'm light here. I mean, I have 73% exposure to Milwaukee. We're projecting 155% ownership. So I have half the field of Milwaukee. Stochastic Sim is seeing it very differently, well over the field on the Bucks. So this seems to be the swing piece for me today. What we do with Milwaukee. I think it's easier to get everybody else and then cross your fingers and hope that Giannis doesn't have 60 plus and force himself into the optimal lineup. But maybe that changes for me by the time we get to Live Before Lock. Eric and I will break all of that down tonight at 6:30. And then the final team to break down, the New Orleans Pelicans. Lots of love coming in here, and it should be. This is the highest owned team, and I completely agree with it. 55% ownership to CJ, 45 to Trey Murphy and Zion, 45 also to Herb Jones, 30 to Jovell, Alvarado, Nance, and Marshall. Now, I am basically lock-buttoning CJ McCollum at 7,200. I love this spot. But I'm over on Zion. He's in 57%. I'm over on Murphy. He's in 54%. I have 50% of Jovell, and even in 19 minutes. I'm still getting to 35% of Herb Jones. I'm still getting to 25% of Jose Alvarado. I am under the field on Larry Nance, and I'm pretty well under the field on Najee Marshall and his ownership. But it's not stopping me at all from getting to New Orleans. I have 339% exposure to the Pels. That's more than the 300 we are projecting. I am happy to take this stand. Milwaukee is average in pace, average in defense, and the Pels are missing Brandon Ingram once again. This is my favorite spot by far on today's slate. It really looks like the difference for me is paying up for some of the Boston guys for lower ownership and getting away from some of the ownership for Milwaukee. Now, if we look at New Orleans in the stochastic sims, 63% of Herb Jones. A little bit more than I have, but I totally get it. 63% of CJ McCollum. Couldn't agree more. My favorite play on the slate. 60% of Alvarado. That's the big stand that I don't have. Not that I don't get Alvarado, but that is heavy over the field. 50% of Jovell. 50% of Nance. Now, I'm more of a Jovell than a Nance guy in this spot. Just such a better per minute guy, but, you know, Jovell might also play 12 minutes. Yeah, if Alvarado is out, then we're going to make that one probably Jordan Hawkins. Maybe Matt Ryan. 25% to Zion, 16 to Murphy, 14 to Marshall. So we're way light on Zion. So instead of having the 44% on Zion, we don't appear to be getting as much. That's a lot of probably where the Giannis exposure is going. But either way, we're playing massive, massive amounts of the New Orleans Pelicans. If we look at my overall exposures, my top five plays so far today, obviously it's early. We're live to change a lot of this. CJ McCollum is number one for me pretty easily. I have five guys that are north of 50%. CJ, Bruno Fernando, Zion Williamson, Bogdan Bogdanovic, and Trey Murphy. If we look at the stochastic sims, who are the top five guys in exposure? Giannis, Herb Jones, CJ McCollum, Jose Alvarado, Bogdan Bogdanovic. So CJ and Bogdanovic overlap across both of those. And I have Trey Murphy. You know, we're a bit lower there. Stochastic, Sim has a bit more Herb Jones than I do, so we're kind of flip-flopping those guys. But we're both pretty heavy on Jovel. Jovel is sixth in the Stochastic Sims and seventh in mine. And I can zoom in a little bit here if you guys want to see my big table. That's just in order of my exposure right now. Man, it's kind of gross. I'm not going to lie. It is more than kind of gross. It is just gross. I love the CJ piece. Bruno Fernando scares me a lot because he could, in theory, play in a blowout, or they go to Gay and Bruno Fernando like doesn't see as much rotation in the fourth quarter, at which point he becomes a little trickier. I don't ever get to Zion. I think it's fun that I'm getting there, but I'm getting to Zion at the expense of Giannis. So you can see I'm giving up 20% ownership to Giannis, but that's allowing me to go 2x Jaylen Brown at 8,400, 2x Jason Tatum at 9,900. Like, those two things are allowing me to be a little bit different. Let's take a quick peek here at the number one ROI lineup coming out of the Stochastic Sim. That's Jose Alvarado, Bogdan Bogdanovic, Chris Middleton, Herb Jones, Jovel, CJ, Giannis, and Brook Lopez. That's a really strong lineup that doesn't have a negative dude in it. There's no like, oh, we got to Giannis, but we had to play Dylan Windler. That's a strong lineup at the top. Very strong. But I think Tatum right now, if that's the ownership today, I think Jason Tatum's the sneakiest player on the slate. Now, let's run FanDuel, and then we're going to get out of here. This is going to be a 30-minute show, folks, but that's what happens when you have only two games. All right, let's generate some lineups. Again, guys, don't forget to be signing up for whatever you want on the baseball side. Still sign up for NBA if you want it too, but Sims, DFS, betting, pick'em sites. We've got deals right now. If you're trying to get in the door, now's the time to do it. All right, let's get the player pool generated done. Let's simulate the lineups now for FanDuel. Light work for the NBA today, guys. Very light work. Y'all gonna play this slate? You guys playing this slate tonight? I haven't even looked at the contest sizes. I'm pulling it up now. You gotta be some sort of savage to want to play this slate today. I'm guessing it's what, 25K up top on DraftKings? 30. Okay. That's not too bad. Look at you guys. Fantastic degenerates. Love to see it. Love to see it. I'm firing baseball today. I have to spend my afternoon trying to build out my stuff. I would imagine I'm not playing NBA, but that could change. I doubt that it does. Number one, FanDuel lineup. Coming out of the Stochastic Sims. Damian Lillard, Jose Alvarado. Bogdan Bogdanovic, Herb Jones. Trey Murphy, Vit Krejci. Giannis, Nance, Brook Lopez. We favorite the top 150 lineups, our exposures on FanDuel. Number one, Jose Alvarado, 89%. Herb Jones and Larry Nance both into the 70s. Bogdan Bogdanovic into the 60s. Bruno Fernando, CJ McCollum, DeAndre Hunter in the 50s. And then Giannis, Brook Lopez, and DeJounte Murray in the 40s. David Estrada, didn't expect a show today. Where else would I be? Where else would I be? I'm right here, breaking it down every day, man. No days off except for Saturdays. Yeah, not the best prize pools today. 30K is not horrible for what we have going on. But this is where we're at. DraftKings in the books. FanDuel in the books. Plenty of shows coming up. NHL strategy. Gotta see it. MLB live before lock. Don't want to miss it. 2 to 3. Live before lock, myself and Eric. We've got promos going on out the wazoo. Prize picks video has already been posted. Follow me on Twitter. If you tail my prize picks card, and it doesn't have to be at prize picks, wherever you can get that card down, that'll work. If it wins and you replied showing that you tailed it, show me that screenshot. I'm drawing one random person. They get a free week of Odd Shopper no matter what. But we got to win it. We got to win it. Two games up, two games down, guys. Thanks for being here. I know we zipped through it pretty quickly. I'm going to sum it up. My five favorite plays on DraftKings. Not just the guys that I have the most of, but the guys that I think are going to provide you the best sort of value. It's CJ McCollum, just because he's in almost everything I'm doing. It's Jason Tatum, because of his ownership. It's Kristaps Porzingis, because of his ownership. Those are my three faves. On the opposite side, fade Najee Marshall, fade Damian Lillard. That's where I'm putting my foot down for today. That's it. We're back tomorrow. I don't know how many games we have, but I'm guessing it's a massive slate. I'm going to pull that up quickly just to check. But I'm here tomorrow doing the same thing we always do. There are 12 games tomorrow. I would expect DraftKings to make it a 9-game slate. Cut the 9, 9, 30, and 10. And then you have a perfect slate that is 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Hopefully that's what they do. Let's get on out of here. Love you guys. Shout out to everything we got going on. The show is over. Enjoy the strategy show, everybody. Go baseball.